Welcome to the Flush Hour Podcast. It's your boy Matt Kang.
Christian Heavens.
Welcome to episode 5. We're back. It's been a week and a bit, and we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, man. Lots been going on again. A lot of people have been asking us, you know, come out with the podcast weekly and stuff like that.
Weekly.
They want more content. We understand. But I told Matt, look, y'all gonna get this when we get this to y'all. Okay. Now until we get that big sponsor,
Until we make that bread.
That's right.
I ain't doing shit more than once every 10 days.
Right. So y'all better just chill out and we come in with the content when we can.
We might have to start a GoFundMe.
We might need to. I mean, sure, you got the kid. We got tournaments coming up too, but it's all good, man. We here now. Golf season's in full effect. Mm-hmm. And what else? How you want to start it?
Let's get into the fit check. First of all, he rated me, I think, a 4.1.
No, you gave me 4.1. I gave you 3.8. Mine was better.
That fit was trash.
Do I need to go to the pole?
Let's talk about the fit. What you got on? The
same hat. All right, so I had to step it up.
The same hat.
I ain't switching it up, though. This is my city. You know, this is my favorite hat of all time. Be different variations of it, but this St. Louis Cardinals hat go with anything. A little gallery department. It's like a car wash shirt or something on the back. Then I got the Yeezys, Zebras on.
Some joints look brand new.
Did something like, you know, I had to step my game up. Y'all started talking. Some people's talking some trash. Last episode, I was walking my dog and came up in here, and y'all just took it to another level with the 4.1.
So. Well, you should have came prepared, first of all. Second of all, we don't do Yeezys no more.
Cap. Yeezy Jordan forces.
Which is funny, because he's got Yeezys on, and I got the Knock the Drakes on, so you already know who I'm rocking with, but
knock them ain't even.
I'm a rate this fit 6.4.
I don't like it. I don't think so. I gave full effort on this one. Now
that's
wait
a
minute.
2 points higher than last week.
It's disrespectful. That's what it is. All right, bet. All right, so I'll take it. I'll take the improvement. You know, I put a little more effort into it. Let me see. So what you got going?
I got the Quiet Golf hat. Shout out to the homies, Quiet Golf. I'm going to their event this week. They're flying me out to go to their event this week, which is kind of cool. I kept it light, man. Some cream pants. Little basic tee. My grandma's pearls.
Okay, you got granny pearls.
And then you got the... shout out to StockX, by the way, for the orange hot step Noctas. They're coming out within the next day or two, but, you know.
Dang, got it. Okay, you so you got the plug. Feet. I'm like, okay. The shoes, though, I ain't seen the shoes. I mean, nobody really seen them.
This is like the new shoe from Nocta. Comes out in a couple days, you know.
They got spikes on it? Is it?
No, they're just like little Nike CN Tower logos at the bottom. But these the orange colorway is like my thing. So the homies at StockX blessed me, sent them to me early, and I figured I might as well wear them today.
Okay, all right. So let me get the fit. Let me do the right. Because the shoes...
You already know the fit's like 9.9, but go ahead.
Now, you know what?
Go
because
live.
Of the shoes, and I want to put myself in position to possibly get me a
me
free pair
right
of shoes.
Here.
Let me see. Okay. I'm going to give it a 9.9 just for the shoes.
Uh-huh.
But then when I look up and I see a grown man in pearls with cream all over him...
That pause. Pause. Wow.
Is that not what you said?
Cream
you got the pearl?
Pants.
Nah, you got pearl with cream all on you, cuz.
Oh, my God.
I got to drop it back down.
I got to drop it down.
See there? Pause. No Diddy. Oh, again. Diddy. So we dropping this down.
That?
No Diddy?
Yeah.
Absolutely no Diddy. What are you talking about? Why would we not be allowed? No Diddy for sure.
Yo, I can't even stall it. All right, what's the number?
It's go down to about 4.2. Bro, you got cream.
No Diddy.
You got creamed all over you, cuz. You got cream
Stop.
All over you, cuz.
Why?
The shoes hot.
Why for that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just
we can't accept that. You guys can say in the polls again whose fits better. We already know.
Hey, knock the golf shoes dope, though. I mean, I would rock those if they gave them to me for free.
After what you just, this debacle that you just.
But that was about the cream, not the shoes.
Thankfully, you got
the shoes or else it would have been a zero. All right? Unless
this
you would have had a goose egg. So,
all right, I'll have to take it. It is what it is. Can't control whatever other people say, but I'm going to keep living my life.
Now, we're going to keep moving along. I'm going to try to keep. This might actually mess up, you know, me trying to get some Nocta shoes. Because we got beef right now in these streets.
A lot of it. A
lot of beef involving Drizzy Drake.
And K-Dot.
And K-Dot. And Future.
These motherfuckers.
And Metro Boomin. Shout out St. Louis,
and
Metro
Rick Ross,
Boomin.
And Travis Scott.
Yeah, they team.
And all them bitch ass rappers that's switching the sides.
You think Travis got beef with him too? I mean, he was on the
album.
Yeah,
he was on that video. He did a video and he was like, yo, play that track.
Really? Why they beefing?
He switched up.
Why?
I have no idea, but he switched up.
Dang,
which
that's
is
crazy.
Happening a lot lately, not only in the rap community, but in the golf community.
They switching up because we got to call them out?
Shit, there's a lot to talk about.
We gonna get there. Okay, so what do you think about the song, though? Like that. So, they all know. I don't even need to
I'm from Toronto,
people.
Ladies and gentlemen. I will not get caught like LeBron James rapping.
But you know it was tight.
I haven't heard any of the music.
Nah, he heard that's cap. Everybody heard the song.
For real? Song's kind of hot.
Mm-hmm. No longer Welcome to the City, man.
Album's pretty hot. But two questions for you.
Ask away. I'm here. That's what we're here for.
Say a bar from the rap. Second of all, it's already forgotten. No one's talking about it as much.
Nah, that's cap. They played it in the club. It go hard.
What club are you at?
I don't know. I don't know.
Exactly.
The club. No, they played
say
it
a
at
bar
the spot.
From the,
11-11.
Say one of K-Dot's bars.
Bruh, he said...
Damn it, you're going to say
a bar,
too.
It's a K with all them nines. Right.
Oh, got, shit.
Yeah, I knew... Bruh, let me step it up. Hold up. These Negroes talking out their neck, coughing out their neck.
By the way, this is the only podcast where we could talk like this.
Yeah, you're right. Especially in golf, but I don't know. I'm just taking it easy on that.
Yeah, that shit was hot.
Make the audience feel comfortable.
I have a feeling something's coming. I don't know.
From Drake, you think he'll respond?
Bro, that boy
if
don't.
If Drizzy know what I know, he bet not say shit for a long time.
It's Toronto, bro. We don't back down.
Bruh, this is not Meek Mill.
This is not.
This is Toronto. More along the lines of Pusha T.
Yeah, and he's.
No, don't you say Drake won that battle.
He's irrelevant. He's nowhere.
He was always irrelevant for the most part.
He's gone. He's gone. He's not even making music.
Bro, that's not because of Drake.
I don't even like Pusha T.
Me neither. I mean, I'm just saying, though, but this is more along the lines. I mean, I was listening to Back to Back. Back to Back might be one of the best
Fire
diss tracks
of all time.
Meltdown?
That's the best diss track of the last decade.
Okay.
Compare Meltdown to this track. Yeah. Meltdown is better. This fool melted down Pharrell's chains.
Yeah. I'm learning something now. I didn't even know that's what it was about.
I melted down that chain and I don't know how to rap, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel you. Dang, that's deep.
Yeah.
It's good for the rap game, though, man. Like, honestly, Kendrick has put several shots at Drake over the years in multiple songs. We've all thought it was maybe something when K-Dot came out with the Control verse. We thought we was going to have this beef coming up, this rap battle. The game was exciting. I mean, Drake never really did anything back to him, but I think beef is dope, dog. I think, you know, get J. Cole in the studio.
J. Cole better drop that album and start talking.
J. Cole finna come out with Hot Fire. But he I don't think he messing with Kendrick either,
no,
to be honest with
you. But that leads us into golf beef.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it got me thinking, dog, like, at the PGA Tour level, and like how good it is for the, you know, for the rap game, why there isn't, like, is there any beef? Like, are there some good beefs? And I started thinking, like, my top five beefs. Like, do you see a lot of beefs in the game of golf?
Internally, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Personally. Externally, not really. I mean, what are your top fives? You would know more about me because you've played longer.
Yeah.
You do watch more golf. So you tell me your top fives.
So this is kind of the more recent stuff. Like, I mean, I'm young, so I'm recency biased. I don't know if Nicklaus and Palmer had a beef and all those guys had a beef with each other. It didn't seem like they did. But, all right, here's number five. Let's do five. I'm going to just say this isn't between two people but a group. So PGA Tour versus Liv.
I think that was beef. Liv won that.
I think it's still to be determined. It depends on what part of Liv, because, you know, I think
as of right now, Liv is one. They got everybody.
But they're not making money off of it.
They don't need to. They're not doing this to make money.
Yeah.
They're doing this to be, to flex.
Yeah, they definitely.
And they flexed on everybody.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But
everybody's winning on Liv. The caddies, the sponsors, everybody. At the end of the day, yeah, it's a business, right? So the, on a business side, PGA Tour is winning. But if you look at the whole brand alone, at what the Liv is doing, every single player, caddy, family member, friend that is part of that company is laughing their ass off, having the best time of their lives. So at the end of the day,
they ain't win me over, but they gonna be mad when they're not playing in majors soon. A lot of them exemptions gonna be running out. So if they don't figure it out, the world ranking points.
I saw Taylor Gooch just got invited to the Masters. You don't think this is gonna keep happening?
But no, because after next year, it's gonna be a wrap. Like, he's not gonna be close in world ranking points. None of those guys will be
close.
I'm sure
they're gonna make
unless you have exemptions within like 5 years from.
They're gonna make arrangements.
They gonna have to. They gonna have to. And I mean, before it was so much tension when that stuff, all the Liv stuff was going on. I don't know how much of that was media driven. Because when I was shooting at the club that I work at, I had Liv and PGA Tour players at practice there. And they was all cool. But, you know, on TV, every time you saw something, they talk about Rory bringing up comments or JT bringing up comments. And it was like, it's real tension there. And then they played in the Masters and it was all cool. So,
yeah.
That's kind of like golf. It's just a lot of fake.
Yeah. Beef.
Like, ain't nobody really about that life.
No, no. All right, number four.
All right, number four, we got Tiger versus Phil.
That was like first base beef.
All right, let's explain first base.
Like, it kind of was a thing, but we never really got to see them go at it head to head, really, in a major. We right. never got to see them at the Masters go at it.
Yeah.
Whenever Tiger won, it seemed like Phil didn't win, and whenever Phil won, Tiger didn't win. So it was like you never got to see that battle head to head. You never got to see them go at it verbally ever.
Yeah.
And it was like it could have been crazy because like personality wise, Tiger back then was quiet, didn't really give much to the media. Phil was vocal, would say whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
But it just like it didn't align, and at the end of the day. They ended up doing a $10 million match for fun and games, and it's like, that ain't beef. Someone went home with $10 million.
Right, no matter what.
What kind of beef is
and
that?
And even if you lost, you still probably came out with some money, too.
100%. So that, to me, was like first base beef.
Yeah. I don't even know if they really... No, there was a tension. Like, I feel like they didn't like each other. I don't know if it was more competitive or based off of each other's personality or something personal that they didn't like. But like you said, like golf is so hard because you don't get those rivalries. You don't get those head-to-head battles as much as any other sport. Back in the day with the Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees playing, like they play head-to-head a lot. Any other sport, Duke and North Carolina, they play head-to-head two or three times a year. But yeah. You can't get that in golf. Like for that to time up perfectly where not only do they have you paired together but to have it in the final round, in the final group of a major championship is almost damn near impossible.
That's why we have those matches. But again, the matches are not being executed to the level that they can be because they're getting the Steph Currys and all the celebrities, right? But like to get everything to come together, you need the right athletes, the right celebrities, the right hosts to engage, to tell a story. And when you have like $20-30 million involved in a match and you have it surrounded around a couple golfers that are really not like pros,
yeah,
it's really hard to watch because the golf quality is not good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you saw DJ Khaled at the host the last one, but like as marketable Khaled is, he's not really about this life, really.
Yeah.
So how are you gonna have a guy that can't even get off the tee and doesn't even know the golf lingo communicate with Rory and JT and ask questions and not get in depth? And shout out to Bleacher Report, because that's what we need.
Right.
They need us.
Victoria,
yep. We need this job.
What's her name, Victoria?
Yeah.
That's right.
But yeah, no, I think that was a cool beef. What's number three?
All right. So this is the first time that I can remember thinking that somebody actually might come into blows on the PGA Tour, like in the event.
I think I know what you're going to talk about.
Keegan Bradley and the most interesting man in the world. Miguel Angel Jimenez. This was at the WGC. And this was just a one instance, and we never heard anything about it afterwards. So I don't know if they squashed it. They probably walk around each other, not really dealing with each other. But
Keegan's mom probably called him and told him to act
Like, that was, I was disappointed.
Yeah, disappointed.
Go say you're sorry to that old man.
Exactly.
Dude, that he was all in his face, dog.
He was cussing his caddy. His caddy that wanted to smoke.
Yeah, I guess what? So Keegan was trying to get a ruling, and Miguel came over and just didn't agree with what the rules official, who was already there. So it's not like he was cheating. He was going by the rules. Dude, and that's one thing I was looking at different beefs. Most of the beefs that have ever happened in golf are based off of somebody being accused of cheating.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So.
And then if you get caught cheating, admit to it. Don't deny it.
Don't. First of all, don't. That's probably the worst thing you can do in golf.
You know what I'm talking about. Right.
Your boy get caught fighting at Disney. Well, that ain't how that got started.
No, we talk about somebody cheating. But anyways,
all the time. All right. All right. The next one. Where are we at? This is number four.
Wait, are we done with that topic? We think. How did that end up? Nothing
I
came
have
out
no
of
idea.
It.
Miguel won, and then they started like getting into it again on the putting green.
You know, Keegan was looking at him with that putting side.
That putting
side,
look like a 20-footer that was curving left to right, then maybe slightly right to left at the end. He was.
That's for all
that
the golfers
eye.
That know that Keegan looked at his putts like a weirdo.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what's up with that. And his feet, he was shuffling his feet like he was about to swing on him.
I don't know. I'm not even going to say, because if I use the wrong words, we're going to get in trouble. So I'm going to just say he a weirdo. That's it.
He got some anxiety. Yeah, he got some anxiety.
I'm on Team Jimenez because I met him.
For real?
At the Champions Tour. Dude, that guy's like the nicest guy in the world.
In Phoenix?
Yeah.
He just don't give a, I feel like he don't give
a
shit.
He just like had
nothing.
A bottle of wine in his hand in a practice round, a cigar. I think I was with my wife and I was like, hey, can my wife take a picture? He's like, oh, of course. And he let her come inside the ropes.
Really? He just got a lifetime buzz. Just got the cigar.
But then I realized he was risen up my girl.
Okay. So. We talk about getting in trouble. Was he for real?
No, I'm just playing.
Gotta be careful now.
But
all right,
that was three.
Yeah, Brooks and Bryson next. I think that was the best one, man. I think they really didn't like
beef.
Each other. That was beef. Now that was real beef that was sustained over a long amount of time. Apparently, it started maybe in like 2019 overseas, where Bryson was playing with Brooks, and Brooks was just frustrated how
slow Bryson was playing. Right?
Yeah, so they was talking about him, and. Then it just kept going on, and they had some tweets against each other, man. And then when Bryson was playing, like, people would yell Brooksy in the middle
that's
of his
I feel like that was pushed more from the public than it was from them.
But, he encouraged it.
100%. Brooksy was encouraging it. Yeah. He wasn't scared. But I'm like, yo, imagine someone calling you Brooksy every time you hit a tee shot.
Yeah.
I'd be annoyed, too.
I'd be super annoyed. But, all right. In an actual fight, who win?
You know what's crazy? I think Bryson's a type to be doing some like jujitsu on the low.
Actually, you're right.
He's a type to
science,
be working out
mind,
with.
Working out.
What's the Facebook owner? Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
They'd
Zuckerberg got swole, didn't he?
Yeah, he's like a full on mixed martial arts dude.
Really?
He had like a super huge fight with. I forget who the other guy was.
Zuckerberg?
Yeah. Oh, it was with, was it Elon Musk?
That's what the fuck going on with our Instagram.
But Zuckerberg is him. Don't mess with Zuckerberg.
You need to be worried about a damn Instagram because it shut down again today.
I know. Just quickly.
You got to be worried about fighting.
I low-key think Bryson is that guy to be like jujitsu, mixed martial arts, and will lay his hands on you if he has to. And I think Brooks, growing up in Central Florida.
Yeah.
Coming from a good family.
Yeah, went to Florida State.
I think he's full of shit. I think he's soft.
He might be, dog. Now that I think about it, he giving bully vibes, cuz.
Yeah.
He giving mad
he
bully vibes.
He's not about that life.
Well, next time you see him, let me know. Just try him and see what happens, cuz.
I mean, yeah. I just don't feel like he acts like this tough guy. You know, it is what it is. He's got those majors.
He definitely puts on it. I think, he puts that on.
He ain't about that life. He don't want the smoke with Bryson.
Him and DJ had a little spat for a little bit too.
And they're homies. They're like neighbors, I think. I wouldn't know. I don't have the, I'm not in the tax bracket to be in that area. But
who would you take in DJ versus Brooks?
DJ.
Damn.
DJ's like 6'4", like super
athletic.
He got
that reach, don't he? You know what?
He got that reach. He's gonna look like he's tired. And
I was gonna say, I think he might move a little too slow, cuz.
I feel like Brooks Koepka is just. I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan. As a golfer, though,
yeah,
he's sick.
Damn. All right. I got you on that one.
All right. Well, that brings us down to number one. I actually, by the way, I don't know any of his top fives until he's been telling me. So I am so curious to know what your number one beef in golf is.
All right. This is actually should fit you because this is in the fashion realm of golf.
Fashion,
because trap golf versus Eastside.
They did beef.
What? That was so a beef.
I know a little bit. I know that the two brands kind of came up at the same time.
Yeah.
Seems like.
So it's more, I'm going to throw Trap out of it. I don't know if Trap, no, they supported it because they definitely made a profit off of it. But this is more so Eastside and Roger Steele.
They got beef.
They had beef. They might have pushed it to the side and decided to make this
so
money.
So explain to me. I don't know the details of this. All I know is right now, Eastside Golf seems like they're winning. Shout out to the homie, like Chris Paul's an investor. I know there's a bunch of other people involved.
Yeah.
They've shown me love other than tagging me when they posted those Drake clubs. But hey, whatever. It is what it is.
Tag that man.
I definitely made it known and they did after.
Oh, I did see that. Last week.
I like those guys. So I don't know.
Be clear. I don't have a side in this. I rock with Roger. I rock with Olajuwon and Earl from the beginning, from back in, playing in the National Minority Championship in college, first tee stuff. So I'm just giving the facts that everybody knows.
Okay, so first question, who won that battle?
They both won.
But who won the battle?
I'll explain that one later. Let me explain that one after.
Okay.
I got to explain the situation, and then I'll explain
okay.
who won. All right, so we got this group chat. It's about 15 of us. Roger's in there as well. And we get a text from Roger early
tea.
In the morning.
The
but he put this out. We get a text from Roger, and he shows screenshots from Earl. Like on his Insta and his DM, right? Roger posts a picture of his girl, like kicking it with his girl at the time.
My hands are sweating.
So he's touched, and the screenshot says she ain't even that bad, right? And he was talking to somebody else. He wasn't talking to Roger, but you know how when somebody sends you something,
mm-hmm.
and then like you probably think that you're writing a message back to the person that sent them to you, but he accidentally put that in Roger's DM.
On accident. Oh, shit.
And so Roger sent that to us in a group, and he's like, man, what should I do, man? Like, I got to do something about this. And we was just being diplomatic and just like, hey, man, just let that go. That's crazy for sure, but don't be doing anything too stupid. We sleep on it. We're chilling. We go on the rest of the day. The next day, Roger drops Ether. He comes out with the real trap golf, like it was like a 7-minute clip where he's just like cornball and just showing all like talking trash about him, outed everything that, you know, the text.
About
everything.
The brand?
No, just about Earl and the situation.
And wait, when was
showed
this?
The picture. It was like 2-3 years ago.
Okay. I didn't know that.
No, that's not true. It was longer than that.
Go on.
It was longer than that. So then Roger goes on this campaign about, you know, these guys are corny and started making T-shirts off of it. Cornball. He's trying to smear their name in all their circles, right? Eastside, it was a battle, you know, because Eastside's more like the corporate. They got the corporate sponsors. They got CAA. They got Chris Paul.
Jordan Brand.
Trap golf is more of the people. Like, I would see more people wearing trap golf. But I would see the celebrities wearing Eastside on the court side of the basketball game and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it was like the corporation and the big time brands versus the brand of the people. And Eastside just never responded to it. Like they talked to him a little bit on the side, but they never publicly responded. And then they just let it fizzle off. So it was real tension. Like whenever they would go out and they'll see each other in the distance because they started to grow. And they started to be in the same places. I don't know if they would be close to throwing hands or anything like that.
Throwing no hands. Come on now.
That's the problem. That's what's up with golf. We got to get that figured out.
I only know one person that would throw hands in the golf space. You already know.
I don't know.
You already know.
You, boy, the way I seen you take that golf club and run behind me as you was getting chased.
Oh, don't even do that.
On the tee box.
Don't even do that.
Bro, he's like, Christian, know. I don't, make him stop. Christian, tell him to leave.
Liar, whatever.
The cops came.
We're going to change the subject.
Wait. But they both won. They both won because Roger, and what we learned is, and it's very similar to war, beef is profitable. Roger and Trap Golf, they came out with t-shirts. They made money off of the beef. Like we talked about with the rap game, it's making more people talk about rap and it's making them pay attention. Same with golf. Like, I feel like if golf had beef, if people showed their personalities more, like, stop kind of having this shield, worry about their brand so much, worried about their public sponsors and things, and just said, look, I don't like this guy, whatever, and just, I don't know, it will make it more entertaining and make the game a little bit better. Yeah. Like, you don't have that.
And I think speaking about that, again, I didn't know all those details. I'm pretty new
these
to
are
social
public
media.
Duties. I'm not telling none.
And he's not snitching. This is public information?
It's public information.
Okay, that's crazy. Because I didn't know that. I know, like, I've heard a little bit, but I didn't know the in-depth combos that people had.
Yeah.
But it seems like they both won. They both do different things, you know. Roger's a golf spokesperson, influencer, where Eastside is like a brand, right?
They're a brand.
So at the end of the day, no matter what they do, it's like they're in completely different worlds.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, they played it right.
Both he's representing right. himself and the brands that he's endorsed by, or where Eastside is endorsing their own brand, right? So at the end of the day, there's room for space for both of them to win and coexist in the same building. They're both selling different products, and I think it would have been kind of cool to see them slap hands, but then I
was like,
who would have won that battle though? Like,
see, I'm not doing this because I first when it
ring.
Started. Nope, because when it first started.
Roger's what, like 6'1"?
I'm not doing it.
Thick.
I'm not doing it. See there? No Diddy.
He like a big dude. I met Earl. Was it Earl?
Earl.
I met Earl once. He's taller and skinnier.
Man, I'm not doing this with you.
Who would you put your money on?
Man, I'm not.
Don't do this.
Bro, I'm not doing this with you. Because before I hated it anyway because I was like.
Oh,
no.
Earl from Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
And Roger from
Elijah Juan from Atlanta, but it wasn't Earl from like Delaware or something.
I didn't even know that is on the map. And Roger from Chirac.
Facts. I'm not saying whatever.
I'm getting nervous.
See all this. See, I didn't like all this black on black crime being, you know, the big scene in the golf stuff at first. Anyway, I didn't want to put them as number one, but I gotta keep it real.
Okay,
for
but out of five rounds, who's winning?
Golf.
Huh?
Five rounds on the golf.
No. Who's catching, when they catch Stray, who winning? Who walking out of that ring?
Bro, Roger is fast and a big dude.
Pause.
That ain't, well, yeah, that is. That's no Diddy worthy. That's
definitely no Diddy right there. Shit, I can't believe we're saying that now, by the way.
Right.
All right, well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty interesting information.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that was, and I'm trying to think, I wish there was more beef in golf, though. I'm just saying. And I've heard rumors of different things, but it never became public.
Nothing.
And golf sucks because they try to keep stuff so quiet and like squeaky
bullshit,
clean.
Bro. It's just us all cookie cutter and like, you know, you wish you seen more, but at the end of the day, it'll just never happen. Because I think when you get to a certain point of like attention and fame, or you're aligned with other brands, someone's going to call you and say, yo, you're fucking up the money.
Bruh, but why is that different in golf than other sports? Like, in other sports, there's beef. People don't like Rudy Gobert. Not Rudy Gobert, but who did Draymond Green put in the headlock for the Wolves?
Seven people in the NBA?
Yeah, right, and kicking people down.
Yeah, Jordan Poole?
Yeah, that's true.
But he proved that you could still play in the league, you could still have your podcast, you're still loved by a lot of your friends. I just feel like golf, man, like, basketball is different where you might have like a shoe deal, but as long as you're putting up numbers, you're going to get your deal regardless. Kyrie Irving, you know, he left Nike and he got a deal a week later with Anta, I think.
Yeah.
And it's like, he probably got paid more money.
Yeah.
Golf is one of those things where like, you don't own the company. So like Earl and Olajuwon own Eastside Golf, and they probably have investors. Roger has multiple endorsement deals, right?
Right.
If he goes down a certain line, them deals are gone. To an extent.
Man, but yeah, but these guys, it's not like they're going to get physical.
You can't blame them.
Like, it's not like it's going to be, just say, you know, have these little spats, but it's not like it's going to be a shootout. That's why I'm cool with hanging out with you at Dobson Ranch and stuff now, because you the Tekashi 6ix9ine of golf, but ain't nobody going
to
shoot you.
Don't attach me to that rapper. Nah, please don't do that.
But ain't nobody going to shoot you on the golf course, because that ain't what golf is about.
That's what they,
I see, I wouldn't hang around.
But they said they would.
Yeah, you're right, actually. I might have to stop fucking
with
you.
Yeah, we don't want to put the energy out there.
I might have to stop playing with you, being around you out here. But whatever. So, all right, that's my top five.
That's interesting. Those are good top five. I didn't think your number one would have been that.
No, because I was involved. I was immersed in it. I was a part of it from the beginning. I saw it play out.
All right, which side are you picking then? Sides.
No, right now. See, I'm not doing that. That's over. We squashed it. It's all good. Roger ain't even with Trap Golf. Trap Golf. Hey, I was about to say something else with him, but
hey, man,
your local here, somebody, your local somebody,
go get your money, whoever it's from. I think, you know what, that says a lot about beef, because of the fact that that's your number one and it's not a PGA Tour beef.
That
shows you exactly where golf is headed, has headed,
right?
As where it's at right now, it's that it's not about. Keegan Bradley and Phil Mickelson. It's about like people you know and people you grew up with that are in the industry, and it's cool to see them all win. It's cool to see nothing came out of it really. Sometimes we wish we'd see other things from it, but it is what it is.
Bro, the case in point, they tried to make beef. So last week, Toasty, Alejandro or something, Toasty.
Alejandro Toasty, yeah.
And Tony Finau were playing together, and they made a big 15-minute thing about them beefing over who was out for a putt. They were like 6 inches, or like they were like a foot away from each other, and the ball, like they were disputing who was closer.
I would have just said, you go ahead.
What they disputed about it, and Toasty went, but he clearly wasn't happy about it. And but they made a 15, like on Golf Channel, they talked about it for literally 15 minutes about them like not getting along and not like having beef. And at the end, it was really nothing. But they're trying to fabricate stuff that's not really there.
Because there's nothing to talk about.
They know it's entertaining, right?
Brando Chamblee out there talking about a 15-foot putt for 15 minutes. Great.
Hey, Brando Chamblee was honorable mention for a couple beefs, for sure.
You know what? He wants to smoke.
He wants smoke.
He says what he wants to say.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Though. And he could play.
And a lot of his stuff is right. I ain't going to care. I don't care what nobody say. A lot of his stuff is right. It's just not popular.
It's true. I mean, he's an older Caucasian gentleman in the golf space, but that boy Fearless, the only thing I feel like the only thing he said that I never liked was when, you know, when Tiger was down and out and he was like, he should never play golf again. You know, he's like, he's done. And it's like, yo, the man won the Masters the year later.
I agree.
That was
that.
The only take where I'm like, yo,
yeah,
shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're
ever talk about Tiger.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to your beefs. Your top five in golf. Top five beefs in golf.
Honestly, I think you covered all of them. I think, like, I personally have a lot of beefs in this space.
That's a fact.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot. And some we won't even mention, worry about the little guys that be in the DMs.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention the little golf brands that I don't really care about. I'm not going to give them the attention.
Yeah.
First one I'll say is Adidas Golf. They hate me.
Matt Cain versus Adidas Golf.
They hate me.
Shout out to the Yeezys.
They used to like me and they used to love me until I saw a couple things that I didn't like and I said, yo, this shit is weak.
Called them out on it.
I mean, you know, I'm vocal about, especially back then, a year ago, I was vocal about shoes I don't like, clothes I don't like, and campaigns I don't like.
Right.
And in the same year, I saw really bad marketing, really bad clothes. I saw a golf bag on a putting green for one of the Sambas that they did, which is like, again, my favorite shoe.
I hate that stuff.
And it's like, yeah, they, you know, their excuse is, oh, the ad agency did it. I'm like, who's paying that agency?
Yeah.
And literally I had convos from how could we align ourselves? How could Adidas Golf align themselves with Matt Cain? And I'll show you after. So you see the receipts to unfollowing me. No one's going to call you. You ain't shit. You know? Uh-huh. And I'm talking like not one employee unfollowing me. I'm talking like 30.
Really?
Bro,
corporate employees.
Corporate. And I'm like, you know what? Has it affected my position to this day? Probably.
I ain't gonna lie, Matt. You went kind of hard on them, though. No deal.
Yeah, because their shit was trash.
I know.
They put a golf bag on the fucking putting green on my favorite golf shoe.
I hate. Honestly, this is a business opportunity for us. Because I saw something on YouTube or Instagram where this guy called out this company. They had this guy with a tee, putting the ball in a tee, and he had a putter in his hand.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
That was probably, like, I think that was Fendi.
It was something crazy. Something
I think
like
it was
that.
The Fendi campaign. And
so the guy was like, dude, there's people you can hire to make sure that your stuff is clear.
You don't have to read it out loud, but you can read it. What does that say?
I can read it?
No, don't read it out loud.
Right,
that
day you said.
But you can read it to yourself.
Right, when was this? Okay, yeah.
And
this is interesting stuff.
This is the same person a week later.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The switch up was crazy. And to me, like, again, it's business. I'm affecting, you know, what's funny. This was like a year ago. I think I had 1,000 followers.
Right.
So it was easy to troll me. It was easy to say, nobody's calling. Nobody wants to work with you. Your opinion doesn't matter. A year later, I hit 1 million impressions last week.
Yeah.
That means 1 million people saw my page on their phone.
Yeah.
I had 54,000 profile visits in 3 months.
Yeah.
That means almost 60,000 people went out of their way to click my page.
That
You're
means
telling
actually
me
54,000.
That means 54 profile visits. Yeah. I can't do math. But my point is that,
but that is
you look at the numbers of that, and if I don't do it as much anymore because I don't have the time, but if I say I don't like a product, there's a lot of people that are going to see, and they don't follow me because, again, it's tough to like be attached with me sometimes because I'm outspoken. But people are watching, people are seeing, people are engaging and sharing. I mean, the golf, I did that golf WRX, what's in the bag, that had like 3,000 likes, you know, 120,000 views. It's like, yo, I'm doing something right.
Yo, that stuff boomed more than like the big PGA Tour guys.
Bro, they told me that shit had more views than Scottie Scheffler and anybody else. The only person that was more engaging in what's in the bag was Tiger Woods.
Bro, that's what we talked about last week. Like, they're not moving the needle. Like,
at all.
Us, people like us, the influencers now, are the main ones pushing and marketing golf and, like, helping the game.
Dude, I'm a content creator now. And, like, my content with Golf WRX did better than any tour player that they've had this year. And the numbers don't lie. And people always say to me, oh, you don't have as many followers, or you're, you know, it's just like, look at the engagement that I did when I did a collab with them.
Right.
That shit slapped.
Yeah.
And I'm passionate about it because I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about then. But back to the Adidas thing, that was a huge beef, and they probably don't want me around a lot of the things that they do, but I can't control that.
Right. Forget them then. Forget
them.
That's
why I'm
wearing
these Noctas. That's why I'm wearing these.
Shoot. Okay. Well,
you want to talk about another beef?
Yeah, let's talk about one more. I'm up here looking at my Adidas.
My
shoes,
biggest beef? No, not my biggest beef. One of the most pettiest beefs that I have is probably with Hype Golf.
I'm going to be honest. I really don't know what they do or who they are.
They don't do much. They're a platform that...
Do they sell a product or service?
Their service is marketing, pushing the hype in the golf community.
Oh, so they steal other people's content and post it on their page for free and profit.
That's what you said.
Are they one of those sites?
No, they definitely get paid to post and promote specific brands, right?
Okay.
But I feel like the reason why we have beef, because I've been very vocal about how they favor friends to improve their business. And again, business is business. You got to do what you got to do.
Right, right.
But there's a fine line of like posting the same shit over and over again to leverage a relationship with one of your friends and not actually promoting hype in the golf community. That is why I align myself with Golf Heads, because these guys...
Shout out to Golf Heads.
Yeah. I just met the Golf Heads guys like a year ago, but I didn't even know they're from Toronto, but they are.
Oh, for real?
I had no idea.
Dang. Y'all are
but
over.
That's why I align myself with them, because I'm like, they give you content that is just like... It could be other people's stuff. But it's not like biased based off of like specific relationships. Again, I know it's a business. You're going to do a little bit of that. But like a lot of the shit you see on Hype Golf is like structured where it benefits their personal relationships to grab a bag. And I think like I don't want to go to a page that doesn't give me the right information. Perfect example, I did a shoe colorway with FootJoy. They'll never support me. They'll never put me on their page. I don't want to be.
Right, right.
But they didn't know that was my shoe colorway, and they posted it because my boy was wearing it, and they fucked up. And I, like, saw it. I snapped it, and I was, like, laughing, right?
That boy gonna call them out now.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm gonna call you out. Yeah. They had no idea.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, like, the Drake thing. I'm obviously golfing with Drake in Turks and Caicos, and, like, that is information... Yeah. That went on every platform.
Every.
But it didn't go on Hype Golf. You're telling me lost. That Drake posting golf clubs with photos of me on Instagram was on every platform in golf except that page? Why? Why wasn't it on that page?
Because they dumbasses.
Dumbass haters.
Dumbass haters. We just encouraging the beef. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ben Baller because he's on the same vibe with me.
Okay, so you versus Hype Golf, who win?
Come on, man. Hey. Come on, man.
Hey.
That's like you versus me on the golf course. You already know who you already know who's gonna win.
We gotta get that. This finna be a beef right here. We gotta get that match going. We gonna do it live on YouTube eventually.
18 holes.
18 holes live on YouTube. We're gonna pick a course. We gotta do that probably.
We need
like
somebody to host it for us so that they can engage in combos for us so that we could talk about it. Like each shot and everything.
Yeah, but we gotta do that one special.
But yeah, that was my that's another beef that I have. And I would say there's a couple more, but they're really not worth my time. I mean, none of them really are. They're all just like things that happened in the past.
Right.
And all I would say is I'm not scared to speak my opinion. I'm not scared to call things out that I don't like. If you like it, great. If you don't, I'm sorry if you take it personally. You're still watching.
Yeah, that's a fact. And, they see it.
At the end of the day, I'm an independent contractor. Yeah. I could care less to be on a marketing platform other than my own.
Yeah. Bro, beef is a natural thing. Like, not everybody's going to like everyone. And honestly, if you're smart, there are ways you can leverage it to make a, you know, to grow your business, grow your loyalty, grow your audience and brand. For example, like Brooks Koepka and those guys did with the match, like Trap Golf did with selling their shirts. I think it needs just to be more in golf. Golf needs to understand it's a natural thing, and I think they really try to hide it on the PGA Tour. But
yeah,
that's it. I mean, that's dope. I'm waiting. Shoot, hopefully by the next episode, Drake could drop a diss track on Kendrick.
It's happening.
We'll
it has
see.
To happen.
It ain't happening.
I'll say this, man, and this is why this is protected in golf. A friend said something to me yesterday, 2 days ago. It actually pissed me off. He was like, "Yo, Matt, there's space for you and these other people's to other people in the industry to win in this kind of in this golf world." I said, "No, there isn't." And he's like, "Yo, why are you talking like that?" I'm like, "Because I come from a pro golfer's perspective. I'm not showing up to a tournament with 120 players saying we could all finish second."
Right.
I'm competitive, and all I focus on is myself. To win, even if I don't win and I finish dead last.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm thinking about is being the best version of myself and killing anybody in that competition.
Right.
So now that I'm evolved and I'm in this like media space and this content space and this marketing space,
change.
I'm not sitting there like, hey, why don't we both split this 50-50 for market share and sing Kumbaya and be happy? No, I'm out here to get everything. Even if I don't get it, I'm going to try.
Try.
And I'm not. Sorry, I'm not sitting here saying, yeah, we could all win. I want my friends to win, like you know, the sniper gang.
Yeah, yeah.
But in my own job, I'm focusing on me. I'm not focusing on anyone else.
That's all you can do. It's a waste of time to focus on anything else.
Exactly.
If something is in the way of that, then damn it, we got beef.
We
got beef. All right, Masters Week next week.
Next week.
It's probably the most exciting. Like, I cannot wait to just watch it, hear the song and Nance's voice on the, you know, promoting the tournament. It's definitely my favorite week in golf.
Yeah.
Definitely my favorite
week. I'll be working that week in Toronto.
Oh, that's when the event is?
The Golf Fest, yeah.
Well, dang.
Which we'll be watching on the Jumbotron on Saturday.
You ain't got no choice but to watch. Everybody's going to watch this all around the world. Yeah.
Who do you think's winning? Better question. How's Tiger going to do?
Tiger?
He's missing the cut.
Tiger?
Tiger's missing the cut.
My blackness won't allow me to agree with that. But also, time and time again, after rooting for Tiger and being disappointed with his injuries, I can't get my hopes up too high, dog. I can't do it.
I just feel like...
I'm not going to get my hopes up.
2019 was...
I can't be realistic.
5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
He's not 2019 Tiger.
He didn't age 10 years since 2019.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what concerns
surgeries
me.
Surgeries and stuff. But I want Tiger to win, though.
Oh, my God. If Tiger wins?
Oh, my God. Bro, I cried last in 2019. I cried. I cried like a
Did
baby.
Did you really?
I cried. I stood in front of that TV. He won that damn tournament. Tears fell down my eyes. It was the most beautiful.
God, this dude.
Couldn't believe. When I saw Brooks hit it in the water on 12, then Jordan, man, and then
Molinari.
Who else was it? Molinari.
And Finau.
I was like, oh, this shit is happening.
It was crazy.
And then my eyes started to water up.
I got goosebumps, man.
Then he hit it. Yeah. I was like, man, just hit it and play on 13.
I went in 2022, and I got to see him at, what's the par three? 7? Okay. And he was like far away, and he hit a little trap draw 6-iron. I couldn't believe it, man.
Ever since then, you became trap golf gang.
I stole it.
Had to do it.
I might even invest in a trap golf. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, you might need to, dog. Trap, man. I need Tiger to win. I just need him to get it. I need him to play a solid. Well, he never plays good in the first round, so that I want to have.
All right, so who do you think is gonna win? In all reality, pick one. We'll put 100.
I know what
we'll
I
put
said.
We'll put 100 on it
for who win. If they win,
who
or
wins?
If they be better than the other person.
No, who wins?
I think I learned my lesson, dog. I know what I said last week. That boy Scotty Scheffler Cole.
You think he's going to go back-to-back?
I don't know.
That four-putt on 18 is going to haunt him, I'm telling you.
Wait, back-to-back? What do you mean back-to-back?
Oh, John Rahm won last year.
Yeah,
that shows
Rahm
you how much of a golf
year.
I watch.
Right.
But he might
be hurt after that miss. He had like a six-footer to win.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Because we talked about that. We talked about clutch putting versus good putter. He ain't a good putter or a clutch putter. How you going to win majors?
He's won majors.
Scotty?
He's won a Masters.
John Rahm won.
He won the year before that.
Did he? What kind of golf podcast is this? We don't even know this shit.
Unless I'm full of shit. Pretty sure he won the year before
All right,
that.
Who your pick while I fact check this?
I'm going to go with my identical twin.
Oh, who's that?
Hideki Matsuyama. <All right. laughs>
Damn. Hey, Hideki, a good pick.
He won two.
This year?
But he won the Masters.
We're
messing it up. Hideki won like 3 years ago.
Bro, this is not a.
This is
this
we
is
might have to cut this.
This might this is not a.
This is definitely no Diddy.
Yeah, this ain't good here. Oh shit, he did win the Masters.
Yeah, he did win. They both won.
Oh, well then I got Scotty.
Scotty won the year. Won the year I went, and Hideki won the year before that. And I feel like Hideki's been playing really good, and the inner Asian in me is definitely putting my money on Hideki Matsuyama.
You got to do it. I wish the inner black in me could put my money on Tiger, but I'm not doing it no more.
Other than Tiger, are there other black golfers in the field? Is Harold?
No, that's a stupid question. Don't do that to us.
No. How's that a stupid question?
Because don't know black people, we don't get in it. No.
Harold didn't get an invite?
Absolutely not.
Bro, he's a top 50 golfer in the world.
He's a live golfer. He lost all his world ranking points. That's what I'm talking about.
Do we
got to
cut this?
Didn't win.
Well, let's talk about how many. Okay, let's even the playing field.
But the thing is, hold on. Let me say. All right, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, we can even the playing field, so I don't get in trouble. How many Koreans are playing this?
Nah, probably y'all got that mug. Nah, y'all got that mug because y'all got some like Asian Tour world ranking points and stuff.
I think Minwoo Lee's like, playing,
and then the Asian amateur champion or something.
Yeah, he's Japanese, bro.
Oh, you said Korean?
Yeah,
yeah. Those
no,
racist.
We ain't got.
Those
we ain't got
racist.
No.
We don't got
no real Koreans in there. We got Minwoo Lee. Who's an Aussie?
That's because y'all got all the women playing. Y'all focus more on the women on the LPGA tour.
Yeah, that's true.
They definitely doing work out there. Man, give me Scotty, dog.
All right, Scotty versus Hideki.
Because all the other good players aren't in good form.
No,
like I think Brandon Chambly, who we talked about, he brought up stats like how all the good players their strokes gained compared to last year is like 1.5 shots to 2 shots worse than last year. Like they're not playing good at all.
Yeah.
But that's why we see like these winners, Nick Dunlaps, the Chris
ball strikers,
yeah. But they're guys that they're not the big name guys as much. So
yeah, well I think like the PGA Tour in general is just not about big name guys anymore. So I mean, it's not surprising to me, but
Well, they got to find somebody. They got a couple of them they need to do better. I will say this as a caveat. Scottie Scheffler, but if it rains, I got to wait till it get closer to forecast time. Mm-hmm. But if it rains, I'm changing my pick.
To who?
I don't know, but them feet get to slipping and sliding a little too much. Ain't no way he can hit that ball moving his feet like that when it's raining.
Yeah, anyway. I don't know, man. It's going to be tough out there.
So we'll see, dog. We'll see.
I don't know who else. I don't have any favorites this year. Nobody's really playing great.
You rolling with Hideki.
No, that's about it.
All right.
They need to do is hire Flushauer.
Flushauer.
Get a couple Korean in there.
Yeah. Get a black man out here.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
And the odds are higher for us.
just increase the odds.
Yeah.
Tiger. Hey, heart says Tiger. I want Tiger to win. My mind says Scotty. I think Tiger will make the cut, and I'm going to just have a good week and just be happy.
All right, I think he's missing the cut, and I think I'm going to just leave it at
bro,
that.
Bro, we went from not playing, so he's missing the cut?
I think he's missing the cut.
That's the easiest cut to make in golf.
I don't think he's making it.
I'll bet money on that one.
$15.
Deal. All
right.
Shake on. All right, we'll get it done. Perfect. All right. You heard it. That's the bet. Keep us accountable for that. You want any other side bets? Any more props?
No, I'm good with that. Next episode, we might have to talk about some crazy things going on in the golf community locally here that are pretty disappointing.
Really? Dang, I'm on the air. What the
hell?
Not
has to do with me, but...
Who got to do it?
College golfers.
Oh, I know. We going there?
We might have to.
We going to have special guests?
We might have to. We'll see.
Oh, stay tuned. Please stay tuned to that. That's going to be...
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we get approval.
Really?
We'll talk about it later.
Gosh,
appreciate everybody for
shocked.
Tuning in.
Really?
Your boy, Matt Kang.
We going there?
We might have to. Say your name.
We're going to have to lawyer up. Christian Heavens, we're going to have to lawyer up.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all.
Oh, we going there.